Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Zayin Omud Beis. We're in the fifth Ayin Mishneh Berurah, and Be'ezus Hashem, we're going to be finishing off the beautiful Simen Tov Samach Ches. We left off yesterday, we finished the Mechaber in Sif Hei, and we begin on the second line on Ayin Zayin Omud Beis, the end of the line with the Ramah. And the Ramah tells us a more lenient opinion than the Mechaber's opinion from yesterday regarding people that are doing various types of occupations in places where you're allowed to work in the morning of Erev Pesach. So there were certain occupations that if they were Letzorich Yontif, if you needed them for Yontif, so they were even allowed to be begun in the morning as long as they were done by Chatzos. And other types of activities, and this is talking about again, in a place where it's permitted to do work on Erev Yontif in the morning, Erev Pesach in the morning, you're only allowed to do those jobs. The other jobs, besides the three exceptions that we brought down, the tailors, the barbers, and the launderers, so the other melachos that a person might do, as long as he started them before Yudalid, then he'd be allowed to continue them on Yudalid only up until Chatzos. And again, this is in places where you're allowed to do work. In places where you're not allowed to do work, the custom was not to do work, they couldn't do this. So that was the more machmir opinion that we had yesterday. Now we have the more makel opinion of the Ramah, which he will say eventually in the name of the Rosh, is the halacha. He says, Hagah, v'yesh mekilin, there are those even more makel opinions, lomar, sheshlosha umnios haniskarim, those three occupations that we mentioned, the tailors, the barbers and the launderers are even able matchilin v'osin ad chatzos afil b'makom shenagu shelo lasos. They would be allowed to go and even start their work in that morning of Erev Pesach, even in a place where you had the minhag that they didn't work. And the Mishnah explains the Sivkot and Chav Ches, because Pirish, Mimnei Shein Tzorch, Godol Amor, they're very, very much needed. So even in places where they had the Minhag not to work, they would allow you to do this type of work. This is brought down the Shaar HaTzion in the name of the Rambam, in Os Chav Dalid, and he says as well, Ayin in the Shas, Shemesayim, Shemeshlosh, Dvorim, Elu, Motzinu, Behem, Lefomim, Heter, Afil, B'chol Amoyd. These are so important that you're even allowed to do these things sometimes on Chol Amoyd. And therefore, certainly, a Kol Shekein, Erev Pesach, to kill Yosef. Certainly, if you can do it on Chol Amoyd even, certainly can do it on Erev Pesach. Again, even in a place where they had the minhag not to work on Erev Pesach in the morning. Then the Ramah continues and he says, V'im hischil mibod yom bishar umnos v'hulat zorach amoyd. And if you began other work before the start of the day of Erev Pesach, you dalit in the morning, and you began these other works, olsin al chatzos, even in places where you don't have the custom to do work, if you started them beforehand, and it's l'tzorach hamoed, you're allowed to do it over here too. Again, this is much more meikel than yesterday's opinion in the Mechaber, and the Ramah concludes, v'hochi nog, he brings down the name of the Tur, and the name of his father, the Rosh. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chav Tes explains, what the Ramah is telling us over here is, u'bishar umnos, in all other professions or malacha, other than the three that we mentioned, normally lahaschil is also b'chol gavni kivin shu makom shenagu shel lasos. You're not allowed to normally do them in a place where the custom was not to work in the morning of Erev Pesach, unless elim dehischil kodem yom yudalit. If you began before yudalit, mutar ligmor imulatzorach hamoed. Even in those places, you'd be allowed to go and finish them off as long as you finish them off before chatzos, if it was litzorach hamoed, if you needed for yontif. Because it b'makom shenagu shelo lasos, and this is even in a place where the minhag was not to do work. But certainly up b'makom shenagu lasos, in a place where it was permissible to do work in the morning, then mutter, this would certainly be permissible. And this would be true. This is why this is more meko than the mechaber. Bein lahaschil, whether to start b'chol ha'malachos, whether you're starting any other malacha, bein ligmor, or to finish it. Letzorach hamoed, whether it's needed for yontif, shelo letzorach hamoed, or it's not needed for yontif, this very lenient opinion says you'd be allowed to go and do this on the morning of Erev Pesach before Chatzos. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Lamed tells us if you began before the day started, then certainly you can do this. What does it mean before the day started? Hainu kodem haneitz shel yom yudalit, before the sun is risen on the 14th. So even if it's after dawn, this would be acceptable, and certainly if you started the night before. Sivkot and Lamed Aleph, Bishar Umnos, in all other activities other than the chayotim, the saparim, and the kovsim, they even would be allowed to do it for those. V'ratzonim, what about the leather workers? Hu b'chal shar umnos l'rova poskim. They fall into the category of other professions over here, not these three that have a tremendous pressing need and there's ability to be mako. The leather workers do not fall into this category. However, the Ber Heitev brings down in Sivkot Yud Beis that some disagree. He brings down the Yesh poskim, shagam ratzonim b'chal hagimel umnios. that the leather workers are included over here because he brings down the Ashlan Hetel Zebuchol Shumoit, because you can finally find occasionally that this is permissible even for the leather workers on Cholomoit, and he brings down the name of the Chok Yaakov. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't hold like that. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Ratzonim are included in the other Umnos, according to most poskim. The Chosel Lasos bin Olim Chadoshim. That, when we include them with amongst the others, is that they're making new shoes. Avulasakin Hamakurayin Leontif, but if they're going to go and fix torn shoes, that they could even do. Lukuliyam Ashar Lahaskul Asakin Achatzos. They would certainly be allowed to do that before Chatzos, as long as they started and finished before Chatzos, that would be fine. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Beis says you have to finish by Chatzos, Umikevon Shigia Chatzos. But once Chatzos arrives, Mechuyev L'Hafzik B'Em Salocha. You have to stop even if it's in the middle of the Avoda, because after Chatzos, everybody agrees that it's also to work. It's already considered a moed, like we spoke about in the preceding Shiurim in this Siman. Now we're going to Sivvav. The Mechaber writes, Moshivin Shovachim L'Tarnagolim B'Arbaasar. You're allowed to go set up a special type of a pigeon coop over here for the chickens to go and roost. You're allowed to do this on the 14th day, Erev Pesach. Why? The Hainu, this means over here, that you'd be allowed to lesakin mokum shamdu tarnagolim atarnagolos. It is permitted to go and set up over here, the place that they're going to roost over here, you can do this. What would be the concern? So the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Gimel tells us, v'afilu b'mokum shenogu shelo lasos, even in a place where they had the custom not to do work on the morning of Yadalit, even here, though, Mutula Haskil Lasus Kol Elo HaMelochos, you're allowed to set up the chicken coop over here, set up the place where they're going to roost, as well as the rest of the Simonim, Zayin Ches, Tes, and Yod. All the things that we're going to talk about over there are also permitted, even in a place that doesn't do work on Erev Pesach in the morning, would be allowed to do all of these. All of these Hamuskoros at Sofa Simon, Kol Ayom, you're allowed to do them even all day long. Now let's see Siv Zayin. The Mechaber tells us over here, Tarnagolish Yoshal HaBeitzim, if a chicken was sitting on its eggs, Shlosh Yom Yose, and it was doing this for already 3 or more days, and then this chicken passes away, Umeisa, the chicken dies, Moshivin Acheres Tachtel, you'll have to replace that chicken that died with another chicken, Kadesh Lo Yasidu HaBeitzim, in order that the eggs shouldn't go to waste. If no chicken sits on it, the eggs will not mature, and they'll die, and they're not edible at this point, because as the Mishnah Berurah is going to tell us in Sivkot Lamed Daled, the Bishlosh Yomim Nifsalin Me'achilo Legamrei, after 3 days, they're no longer edible at all. Vikab say the rabbi, and therefore, if you didn't have another chicken sit on them and hatch them, they would in fact be a great financial loss. And therefore, you're allowed to, because it would be a financial loss, and all Yoshev Acheres Tachtel. However, Avol, Kodim Lachain, before 3 days, Shadayin Ruin Kitsas, Lemi Shaday Toyofe Veno Isnis, somebody could eat them if he has a hearty stomach and he doesn't mind eating something that's a little bit gross and he's not a fussy person, he's not an Isnis. So then, Lomakilin and Loshiva Lam Tanagos, then in the first 3 days, since there are people that would eat it, you're not allowed to go, there's no Hefsid Merub over here, you're not allowed to go and put a new rooster on it. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Hei says, you're allowed to put a new rooster on it if it's after 3 days and the first chicken died. The koshikin and barchin, certainly if it ran away, shemachzir no selim koma, you're allowed to go to put it back over there. What's the iser? Sivkot lamed vav, shouldn't lose the eggs over here. And muchach mizeh, it's clear from here, the lahoshiv lechatchila tarnagolos habetzin, b'erev pesach, osir achatzos, that you wouldn't be allowed to go and do this after chatzos and erev pesach because it's considered melacha. And this is a yantif, as we spoke out already from chatzos and onward, and therefore you can't go lechatchila and put a chicken on eggs on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. The issue footnote number 28 adds, Ubamogum Shnogash Los Laasos Melacha Erev Pesach, in a place where they had the custom not to do Melacha on Erev Pesach even in the morning, so you wouldn't be allowed to put the chicken on the eggs even in the morning, even before Chatzos. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Ochein Kama Poskim Mekila Mazeh. He brings down in Os Lamed in the Shaar Tzion, the Rashi, the Rosh, the Ran, the Tur, the Maram Chalava, and also Lavush, all Paskin over here, not like this more Machmer opinion, but you'd be allowed to go put a chicken on the eggs. V'yesh L'Hakel, L'yesat Sarach Chitzas. And as long as there's even a little bit of a need, you'd be allowed to do so. According to this opinion, L'Dei Azu, in Mesa, Moshivin Acheres Tachtel Afilu Imarishon Ol Yoshua Aleim Shloshi Yom. According to this, Mekel opinion, even if the chicken died within the first 3 days of sitting on the eggs, so therefore the eggs technically are edible by a person who's not fussy, this is still called, however, Tzorach Chitzas, and you'll be allowed to go and put a new chicken on top of these eggs, according to this Mekel opinion, not like the Mechaber. Sivches. The Mechaber writes, Gorfin, what does Gorfin mean? So the Ramah tells us, Pirush, Motziin b'magrefi, you take some sort of a shovel and you move the manure around. Fukli miyuchad l'kach, it's a shovel designated specifically for manure, and you'd be allowed to go clear out the zevel, Gorfin zevel, mitachas ragle behema, from underneath the animals where they're hanging out in their corral, you'd be allowed to go, in their barn, you'd be allowed to go and move the manure out of there, from underneath the feet of the animals. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Lamed Zayin, what's the Isser over here? U'mashlichin oso l'chutz li'ashpa, you're allowed to even take it out from the corral, from the barn over here, and bring it to the garbage dump. He says, Ayin in the Bach, however, the daito, the davko, kishol medes habehema b'chutz, so you only need to be allowed to do this when the animal's out in the field. Avo kishol medes b'refes, but if the animal's in the barn, ein mutarak l'salek l'tzdod, and you can only push it to the side, but you wouldn't be allowed to remove it from the barn. Siv test. The Mechaber writes, Hazevel shebechotzer lo yotzi enu elo yisalkenu litzdodim. The excrement, the manure over here that's in the field, you're not allowed to take it to the ashpa, you just push it to the side. V'im nisraba bechotzer, but if there's so much of it in the chotzer, then yotzi enu l'ashpa, then you would be allowed to go and bring it to the garbage dump. The Chofetz Chaim over here in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maschil, Hazevel, tells us, look in the Bir Hagro, the Vilna Gaon says, that this din doesn't apply on Erev Pesach. This is a din only for Chol HaMoed. And Dirshu footnote number 29 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch, Shazevu Shebuchotzer also Lotzio b'Chol HaMoed, you wouldn't be allowed to take it out on Chol HaMoed, El Yisalkenu Litzdodim, you push it to the side. However, if there's a lot of zevel over there, and it's like a barn already, then you'd be allowed to bring it to the garbage dump. So that's what he's referring to. It's only on Chol HaMoed and not on Erev Pesach. Masha'en kain be yudalid on yudalid afilu achar chatzos, and erev Pesach, even after chatzos, motziin la'ashbo chol gavni, you would be allowed to take out all the excrement, all the manure over here to the garbage dump. That's what the Vilna Gaon said. Or the feedvar, but based upon this Vilna Gaon, gam la Rabbeinu Chananel, shegoris b'gemara ki gizoseinu, just even the Rabbeinu Chananel, who's goris in the Gemara like the girsa that we have over here, dino hachi, the same Allah would apply. Furthermore, Yushami seems to state specifically that from the barn you'd be definitely allowed to take it out and put it into the garbage dump. And this is brought down in the Rabbeinu Chananel. And even if you want to say that the Yushami is talking about even Chol HaMoed, not only on Yadalid, certainly Yadalid, it's okay. Everybody would agree that. Obviously, the Bach didn't have this Yerushalmi, or else he wouldn't have said against this Yerushalmi. The issue footnote number 30 brings down, this is true, afilu marefes gadol, even if the barn is very large, and there's only a little bit of manure, you're allowed to go bring it to the side of the barn. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, mutar lashlichu chutz l'refes, you could even take it out of the barn, because the refes over here becomes very disgusting very quickly, even if there's only a little bit of zevel inside of it. Finally, we conclude this siman with Sif Yud. The Mechaber tells us, Molichin u'mevim kelim mibeis u'mon kol hayom. You're allowed to bring to and forth from the artisan's house, from the base u'mon, from the professional's house, these types of utensils all day long. Even though they're not needed for yontif, you'd be allowed to go and pick them up or drop them off from the artisan, from the mumcha over here, the expert, the craftsman over here, even if you don't need it on yontif. There's not a problem over here in doing so. The Ramah adds, Hagah v'nagu shelo lahakiz dam bishum erev yontif. The meaning is not to do a bloodletting. They used to do bloodletting for a lot of things. Most of them today we would not understand why that's done and would actually say it's dangerous. But in any event, they used to do bloodlettings. And the minig was not to do a bloodletting on erev yontif. And he brings out from the Kobo in the name of the Marie Vile, don't change the custom. Ein lishanos. Even if you think you know better, don't change the custom. No bloodletting on erev yontif. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Sivkot and Lamed Ches, the Be'er Shvuos, the reason why this is so is because on Erev Shvuos there's some sort of a demon, Yotzer Shade, the Shmo Tibuach, there's a certain creature that Kosh Boko created, the Shade, and we don't understand what they are, whose name was Tibuach, V'ilolo Kibli Yisrael Asa Torah, and if the Jewish people hadn't accepted the Torah on Shavuos, have a Tovach Luhu Lebisrayu Uldamayu, he would have destroyed, he would have shachted over here, slaughtered all of our Basar and all of our Dam. That's why he was known as Tibuach, meaning the shechter, the slaughterer. V'gazru rabbanan, the rabbi said, therefore, because of this risk, I'll call Erev Yontif Mishum Erev Shavuos. They didn't let you do any bloodletting because this Shade Tibuach would somehow be able to hold sway. So because you can't do it on Erev Shavuos, they said, don't do it on Erev Yontif. Ushrepin Shikorin Bankis O Kep Zetzen. This is something that we would call today, I believe, cupping. They would put various types of utensils on a person's back and create a vacuum, and you'd create black and blue marks over there, and they thought this had some medicinal purpose. So this type of cupping, yesh matirim, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, there are those that permit this, and the reason why this is permitted, you can see in Dirush footnote number 32 from the Shulchan Aruch Rav, she'enu domelach causes dam. This doesn't really have the nature of a bloodletting itself, even though blood is inside, you get black and blue marks where you do this cupping. Nevertheless, it's not considered that the blood has been removed from the body. And the Aruch HaShulchan adds, Shadam shel shrepin, this cupping over here, eino mipnimios hagof kimo dam hakoza. It doesn't come from inside the body, it's just superficial capillaries that are being broken over here, and this doesn't represent a real bloodletting, which is not allowed to be done on Erev Shuos, and therefore on all of Erev Yontif. The one exception, the Mishnah Berurah says, however, is Muvat Hoshana Rabbah, Shu Yom HaDin. You shouldn't do this on Hoshana Rabbah, this cupping, because that's the Yom HaDin. And I'll call upon him, the Erev Shavuos, Yesh Lachmer. And likewise, in Erev Shavuos, you shouldn't do this. Likewise, Ubalaylo, Shilifnei Erev Yontif, Mutal HaHakis, Chutz Milel Hoshana Rabbah. On all other nights that are the night before Erev Yontif, you can do a phlebotomy. Again, with the one exception being over here, on Leil Hoshana Rabbah, you shouldn't do this. The Erev Yontif Achon Shal Pesach HaKol Mutter. And on Erev Yontif, for the last days of Pesach, everything is permissible. There ain't no regel b'fin yatzo. It doesn't have the status of being its own regel. That's the one latter day of Yontif that we don't say Shechiyanu. One, it's not considered a regel b'fin yatzo. Like Shmini Atzeres is considered regel b'fin yatzo. The famous Gemara, Pazer Karshev, the six things that are unique about it as a separate regel. And therefore, the last days of Sukkis, i.e. Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, we do say Shechiyanu. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "V'chozek kisherotzil lahakis lebrius." This is when you're doing it as a preventative measure to stay healthy. They used to do these prophylactic phlebotomies once a month or whenever, and they felt this would maintain your health. However, avol mishum sakon, if a person is in danger and he needs to have a phlebotomy done, kvar doshu bo rabim, then the rabim have accepted this. Nobody's scared about doing this. V'shomer pesayim Hashem. We have the famous rule that God protects people that are doing what everybody takes as an acceptable risk. Otherwise, how do you ever be able to take a shower? Somebody slips in the shower, could hurt himself, so you wouldn't be allowed to take a shower. So we have the principle, Shomer Pesach Hashem, Hashem protects people. Hashem protects people from doing things that everybody takes as an acceptable risk. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, V'afilu be'er Shavuos, even on Erev Shavuos, Hita be'er Yeraba, Kishitzivu harofim b'choli sheyesh bo sakana. If the doctors say you need a phlebotomy, there's certain actual medical illnesses where bloodletting is the treatment of choice. In any event, whenever the doctors say that you have to do a phlebotomy, so you'd be allowed to do so even on Erev Shavuos. Avo b'lav ha'chilo, but if it's not for absolute true medicinal purposes, and it's just for, quote, prophylaxis to keep you healthy, that wouldn't be allowed. That would be dangerous. Dear Shifu, footnote number 30 brings down, what about nowadays? Performing a urgent type of a surgery, a pressing need to do surgery, or if somebody needs to donate blood, that he has a rare blood type and he's the only one that can go and donate the blood for Pikuach Nefesh to somebody else. So Rav Ozna Zatzal in the Kovetz Mibeis Levi brings down that this is absolutely permissible as well. Shav Shemutra Dover, it is allowed. However, he says, there's a choice, try not to do it then. However, he says, checking your blood, doing a blood test, the bedikas dam regila, just getting a small amount of blood taken for you to do a blood test, he says, absolutely not a problem at all. Ma'at dam ein chashash, there's no chashash over here for the whatever the Kabbalistic or metaphysical reasons that we said you shouldn't draw blood. On Erev Shavuos, it doesn't apply to a small tube of blood that one is doing for diagnostic testing. With this, we conclude Simin Tov Samaches and today's Shir.